Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
...than they had been in before, and LeBron, given that structure, you know, reached a new level. Now, whether he'd be willing, you know, that's a younger guy who hadn't accomplished as much, and you know, on a team level and in terms of the ultimate success. But, you know, there's a blueprint there, at least, where we can say, well, if he was willing to... put himself as part of that sort of system, it could have, you know, pay great dividends for him. Whether he's as willing to do that at this point in his career, which was sort of as he moves toward, maybe his last several years or his swan song in the league, remains to be seen. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a situation where if you're adding LeBron James, you are adding everything that goes with adding LeBron James, and that might not be for the faint of heart. But if you want to put yourself in that position, there's certainly nobody else you'd rather take a run at.
Finally, Kyrie, interesting situation in Boston. He's not talking about an extension. What do you think of Kyrie, Boston, their future, and just Kyrie generally? I don't know if he's disaffected again, but it would say something about him, I think, if he were.
Well, I think that for Kyrie, the no extension this summer thing, that's just a matter of accounting. That's like, financially, he stands to make way more money if he doesn't take an extension now, plays out the season, and then gets a max deal next summer. So, we've seen other players make that same decision. Right. You know, it's not, so I wouldn't read anything into like, is there any sort of dissension in the ranks there, or does he not necessarily want to be there? I think it's just that's the smartest move for him to make from a long-term financial perspective. From where he sits as a player, I mean, it's kind of fascinating because he was, you know, a sort of fringe MVP candidate for a large chunk of the season, given how well that offense, played when he was on the floor and how poorly it did in Boston when he was not available. That's why a lot of us picked them to go out early, maybe not to Milwaukee in round one, but certainly to Philadelphia in round two, because you just sort of didn't know how they were going to get to score enough with Kyrie Irving off the floor. And then you find this version of the Celtics that emerges over the last few weeks of the season and through those first couple rounds of the playoffs, where maybe you don't necessarily need Kyrie Irving as the dominant ball handler to be a great team, because similar to the way you didn't necessarily need Isaiah Thomas to be that guy, maybe the system helps create some of those shots. And if you've got a B-minus version of what Kyrie Irving can give you in Terry Rozier or someone, you know, like him, then maybe, you know, you're able to sort of carry the way through it. Now, that said, what Boston was missing in Game 7 against Cleveland is why you get Kyrie Irving. You need a magician to unlock that defense and to be able to create something when nobody else can, and when other guys are shooting 3-for-whatever from the field and nobody can make a three-pointer for three quarters, you need that guy to create shots. So I think where he sort of exists in that ecosystem is fascinating, because this postseason sort of stamps that Jason Tatum's the guy. Jason Tatum is going to be what they go for going, what they're built around moving forward, and you know how he fits in, how Gordon Hayward fits in. I think Danny Ainge has some high-class problems that he's looking forward to solving, but I think where those guys fit in that sort of environment now that other guys have sort of stepped forward and made their play to a larger role in the organization, I think it's going to be really, really interesting to watch.
Dan, you're great to join us. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Take care.
That is Dan Devine, your man Devine on Twitter. Read his stuff over at Yahoo. We are late to Chris Harrington. We will get to him next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis' number one sports place. WFS FM HD1 Portland, AWFS Memphis. The Radio.com app is the official new home of 92.9 FM ESPN. Download it today to listen anytime, anywhere.
When was the last time you replaced your toothbrush? I know I've been awful about that in the past. Do you always brush twice a day for a full 2 minutes? Paying attention to these good habits has a huge impact on your health. Introducing Quip, spelled Q-U-I-P, the new electric toothbrush that helps fix the brushing habits that most people get wrong. Quip does this with a lightweight and sleek design that I love. Simple time vibrations and guiding pulses to help give you the perfect 2-minute clean. Bulky electric brushes have awkward charging stands, modes you don't need, and cost five times as much. Quip starts at just $25, and you can get brush head refills automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended three-month schedule for only $5. And shipping's free. Quip has been featured in GQ, Oprah's O-List, and Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of the year. Go to getquip.com/smith right now and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/smith, spelled GETQUIP.com/smith. Get back to healthy brushing habits with Quip.
Get to Samstown Hotel at Gambling Hall Tunica this Father's Day weekend to celebrate. Saturday, when your name is called, step into our win machine and grab up to $5,000 with our Town of Odds giveaway. Sunday, treat someone special to brunch for just $9.99. Plus, earn points to get your Father's Day hat. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Could it just have arrived? Samstown Casino.
J.J. Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks. Which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track. Uh-oh. But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Get a low rate regardless of your driving history. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates vary, costs may vary based on how you buy.
It's my time. I'm ready. Do the impossible, we the undeniable, royalty indefinable. Don't need the perfect day for my victory to be had. The rain is just clearing my path, we roll on.
Roll on, roll on, roll on, sister, roll on.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you. So they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford, born to roll.
Roll on.
My destiny and I go, I shine, I grind, I roll, I go.
Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
Yeah, I'm knowing what I'm going to do for a father. I'm going to get a Father's Day mattress. Don't you think that? I mean, you can get the beautiful stuff at Oak Hall, and you should.
Or an air conditioner.
But I could also use an air conditioner. But I am going, I think it's getting to be time to go into Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner. And lie down on mattresses. That's the beautiful thing. You can lie down. You stretch out. You think, ooh. Yeah, a little like Goldilocks, really. This one's too firm. This one's too soft. This one is just right. And you pick out the one that's just right. Here's the amazing thing. You walk up to him and you say, I want this one. It's just right. It's going to improve my life every single day. And you walk up and you find that mattress is 50 to 80% off, 50 to 80% off what you would pay at a department or chain store. That's why Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner has won the Commercial Appeal's Most Award for Best Mattress Store 4 years in a row. It's like the Huey's of mattress stores. That's why Sleepy Z's has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau. And here's the best thing. In addition to the 50 to 80% off, if you tell them you heard about it on the Jeff Dawkins Show, you will get an additional 10% off everything in the store. Sleepy Z's, 2790 Kirby Witten Road in Bartlett. It's right there at the corner of Summer Avenue, next to the Hollywood Feed. You can call the store directly at 901-692-6200. That is 901-692-6200. Why have another day that isn't preceded by a beautiful night's sleep? Head to Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner. We got to do... Chris Harrington's in studio. We'll talk to him next.
Now, it's Chris Harrington at 10 on the Grizzlies, Memphis, the NBA, and more. Chris Harrington on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call?
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is the Elvis Presley version of the Jimmy Reed blues song Big Boss Man. I was trying to imagine the internal monologue of Chris Wallace with Robert Parra and Tim.
Ah. By the way, I had a question. I had John Martin in earlier, and we were talking about he doesn't care about wrestling as much as he once did. And I said, yeah. I think it's natural. And I held you as a counterexample, as maybe the exception to this rule. I think it's natural to care less about certain things as you get older and you have kids. And two of the things that I think that you care about the most when you're in high school, whatever, that you are music and sports. Like, and yet you, it strikes me, you probably care more about both.
I am not like that about music at all.
Right.
For me, it was never I think a lot of people, it's a generational thing. It's like, and so as you get older, you still dote on the music you liked when you were 19 or 20. I am not like that
at all.
Period. I mean, I loved Randy Newman when I was 14. I love whatever punk band or hip hop or whatever.
You spend as much of your brain width now thinking about music as you did when you were 15?
Well, no, I can't. Partly that's because it's not my job anymore for the most part. Like, I was a music critic for a while. But I still, like, I have this personal blog that I do. I'm going to do a Grizzlies thing on it today since I'm between stations. But I've been doing this blog project that started a couple weeks ago strictly for personal amusement. Like, I put it up there and I tweet it out. I don't really care if people read it. But I'm going through 50 years of popular music, 1965 through 2014. And for every year, I'm re-listening to everything that matters from that year. And I do a list of my 25 favorite albums, my 40 favorite singles. I do movie stuff, too, and I write about
it. Where do people find this?
I tweet it out.
You tweet it out.
It's a blog spot thing.
Wow.
Singalkinds.wordpress.com. And so, I mean, I am a... You know, it used to be partly job-related. It was partly academic-related because I was sort of a cultural studies guy. I'm a music fan. Like, I've got, you know, thousands of CDs and records, like, on shelves in my home. I've got a whole bookshelf full of music criticism books.
Right.
And so it's not...
And
it is not like a generational, this is a passage of youth thing for me. It is a artistic cultural interest.
Right.
No different than books or films or whatever to me.
Right.
But that's at the top of my
list.
And
sports? Do you spend as much bandwidth thinking about sports?
No, I've narrowed. Because I was fairly omnivorous as a kid. You know, I was a huge NFL fan, huge Major League Baseball fan, huge college basketball fan.
I have a hard time thinking of you as an NFL fan.
Yeah. And so, at this point, the NBA is like 90% of my sports interest. I still have a fantasy baseball team that I try to keep track of, but I don't do it very well. And I do not watch regular season baseball, even though I have a fantasy baseball team. And I go in and out of college basketball, but it's mostly from an NBA scouting perspective.
I got you. Okay. Robert Parris spoke yesterday. I gather you listened to the interview. What were your takeaways?
You know, I have interacted with him personally one time and very briefly. But when I hear him do interviews, which is mostly with Chris Vernon, I like Robert Parra. He reminds me a little bit of myself and even more so of guys I was friends with in high school. Like
nerdy, focused.
I was the only member of my high school math team that did not go to MIT. Like, I know these guys. Seriously. Like,
Is that true? Yeah. The others?
I was the distant fourth person on a four-person team.
And three went to MIT?
Two of them graduated when they were 16 and went to MIT. Yeah. All Asian, not to stereotype.
Right.
One was Israeli, but two others were Asian. But yeah, like I grew up with the math nerds and the science nerds. These are my people, right? And I'm not as introverted as Robert Parra is, but I'm more of an introvert than an extrovert, certainly. So I identify with him in a lot of ways. I think he comes across well when he does these things. And I'm not saying he should come on the radio every week and do a Michael Heisley thing.
He always does himself good.
But he helps himself when he does it.
He always does himself good when he helps.
And so my biggest takeaway, beyond just like, this guy helps himself, my biggest substantive takeaways were, one, him saying, like, I think it was sort of defensible to him to say, you know, obviously, he's not around a lot, period, but even more so last season because of the ownership stuff. And he even said at one point, like, you know, I couldn't show too much public enthusiasm
because the price would have been jacked up.
Right.
It made total sense to me.
Yeah. And so for him to say, A, now that this is all getting cleared up, you'll see me more next season. Not a lot. He said, you know, two or three times, whatever, I'll show up. But he said he would be at least a little bit more present and more visible now that the ownership stuff is cleared up. I think that was the biggest news item that came out of the interview. And he reaffirmed, as he had done in that email, that he has no interest in a relocation. And I, obviously, anyone is going to say that, but I find him completely believable.
The way
he
said it, and his credibility.
Totally guileless, and like I don't want to bother with any of that.
Yeah, I had time to be worried about it.
Right. Yeah. And so beyond that, I mean, there was a lot left on the table in terms of like actual Grizzly stuff we would like to talk to him about.
Besides what was left on the table, and I'll get to that in a minute, there was other stuff that was, he said that he expects them to win 50 games next year.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, that's him just.
Do you believe that, or do you think he believes that?
I think he probably believes that. I think that that statement will ultimately be a disservice to the team. But it speaks to him, like, not being strategic. He's just being an honest, just talking, right? But they're not going to win 50 games, more than likely. And so I continue to be worried that the team itself is setting up, it's not properly preparing the fan base for the potential that the down period could be a little bit longer.
The funny thing is, the fan base isn't buying the 50 games.
No.
No one in the fan base.
But it sets up for more resentment when it doesn't happen. When they don't, we're going to be right back in the playoffs next year.
Right.
Hopefully that'll happen, and it might. But if it doesn't, proclaiming it over and over again sets you up for more resentment.
On the other hand, it's a clear strategy, and you want them to have a strategy, and the strategy is we're going to be back in the playoffs next year. At least that's the goal. So I found that to be interesting. The stuff that's left on the table, I'll get to in just a minute. The one thing that did strike me was he kept talking. I also thought he was very good on the topic of Bickerstaff. That why he kept Bickerstaff is because they had too much turnover, as it was lately. They needed some continuity. And he talked a lot about culture.
Yeah.
And he represents
self-sacrifice,
the kind of egoless culture that he wants to have. And there was a lot of talk about culture and his organization, the Grizzlies, whatever. And so that all seemed to make sense to me.
Part of the things that we had talked about in relation to Bickerstaff.
Yes, exactly right. I will say that a lot of the things he says with how he wants the organization to be run are strikingly contrary to how the organization seems to be run. There's this disconnect between I am this modern thinker dude and how the organization seems to be run.
Yes.
Or maybe it just seems to be run, but maybe we don't know how it. Maybe we don't know.
Maybe this is unfair to Chris Wallace, but there's an incongruity between we're going to think outside the box, we're going to be progressive and all of this, you know, new thinking, and Jason Levien blows up, and you look and you tab the guy who's right down the hall. It's like with George Bush, like, trying to put Harry Mears on the Supreme Court. It was right. Like, he looked all around for the best candidate. He found her, like, right down the hall.
Right.
And so there's a little bit of, like, it feels like the easy old way and not an embodiment of what you proclaim you want to do. And maybe that's unfair to Chris Wallace, who has had a lot of success. Like, he built the playoff team that was here to begin with. But there is an incongruity between the rhetoric and the practice in that regard to me.
That struck me. And then, of course, and you brought the things off the table, the things that were not discussed at all.
We talked about accountability, and, like, we still, like, what? They signed Chandler Parsons to a max deal coming off knee surgery, and clearly he was not healthy, and there's never been a real accounting for that.
The words Chandler Parsons were not mentioned.
Yep.
What does he expect? Why did they do it? What was the mistake? Is there something to be learned from that?
Right.
Do you see him as part of the future? All of that. The words David Fizdale were not mentioned.
Right.
What happened? Was there a misjudgment? Was this a problem with the culture?
Right.
Is Mark, what was Mark's role on that? Was he scapegoated? How do you feel about Mark going forward? Is he fully on board?
Right.
All of that is what mistakes can we learn from that aspect of things? And so, and then Chris Wallace is the other one. The question you just raised.
There's this question of your front office makeup.
Yes. Are you going to grow people inside?
Right.
Are you going to whatever? Like, there was nothing about Chris Wallace's job security. A lot of people think that Tyreek Evans, was that the right call? Were you involved in that? Did they call whatever?
Can't talk about it. There's also all these questions about ownership makeup.
You can talk about Chris Wallace.
Right. But I was saying that what I was about to throw out there, questions about, is there any change in the ownership makeup beyond, you know, what just happened? Is, you know, what the lease, the building? There's all kinds of questions in that regard, too.
The biggest, if there is a single question that I could get answered about the Grizzlies more than anything else, it would be, you bought out the other two guys.
Right.
How much did you rely on increased local participation as you did that? Are there other guarantees or assurances that the team would stay built into the transaction as a part of increased local ownership?
Were there other transactions within the broader transaction?
And do you have... Right. Now, he would never have said those things. Like that one, he would never have talked about those things.
That doesn't mean it can't be asked.
But and are there any expectations that the lease will be extended or beefed up or whatever else as part of that? That would be the single question I would most like to have asked about the Grizzlies, because it doesn't have to do with whether they're going to win 36 games next year or 43. It has to do with whether they're going to be here in 15 years.
And this brings up the issue of this is not ubiquity, right? This, I mean, ubiquity is answered to shareholders, I guess. But the shareholders of the Memphis Grizzlies, to some degree, it's not season ticket holders. It is the entire city of Memphis are shareholders of the Memphis Grizzlies because right. the city built this arena, right? And so it doesn't that doesn't require the owner to be a personality, but it requires, to some level, an organizational, I don't know, transparency is the right word, but an organizational response to public questions around the
right.
the organization.
And as we've said before, it's also owners. A lot of owners don't talk. I think that's true. Right. But it's a time of uncertainty, and obviously the fact that he talked meant that he wanted to address that. I mean, he obviously saw right. the need to talk.
Yeah.
So and then secondly, there is no other figure here who because there is no other figure, it's more incumbent on him to. All right, enough of that. You have assembled a big board. What have you assembled?
Yeah, I'm going to post it later today, probably soon after the show. I've got it all in my system, but I haven't edited it yet, so I need to give it a read through. But back when I first started writing about the draft, I sort of promised I'd do three iterations of my own sort of draft board, and I did two, and then this is the final one. So I did a top 30. So I'm going to do my top 30 players in the draft, which should obviously take care of the Grizzlies' pick at number 4. But it'll take care of the pick at 32, too, because my top 30 is not going to match up with the actual 30 of the actual draft.
Okay, so you're going to – you went 30, and then you stop at 30.
You
went 30. But some of those 30 will be there for the Grizzlies, very clearly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think my top 30 is going to be the exact 30 players to get picked in the first round. So the odds that there won't be
some of those
several
be
that are still there at 32.
Yes, of course there will be. In what ways does your board significantly – forget the top five for a second, just generally. Who do you like who's higher up, like at 12 or somewhere, who's at 26 in other places?
There's sort of two guys on both ends. Two guys that I have significantly higher than in the mocks or the other public stuff. They're both guards. One is Khyri Thomas, who was at Creighton, who I have in like the teens, basically. He's generally in the 20s, late 20s, early 30s in the mocks. And I just think he's a two-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year. He's only 6'4", but he's got a 6'11 wingspan. Great defender. He's athletic. He can finish above the rim. He shot 40% from three. So I just see that him as a 3-and-D two guard who I think could be an NBA starter in the right context. And so I don't understand why he's as low as he is, given that he's an elite defender with physical tools who shot 40% from three. And I watched him a lot. I think he looks like an NBA player to me. The other guy, and I don't know why he's as low as he is, he's down in the mid-40s in a lot of these mocks now. He was higher and he slipped as Landry Shamet, who was at Wichita State, who played against Memphis.
Right.
And he's one of the best shooters in the draft. He shot 44% from three. If you watch him play, he can shoot off the dribble. He can shoot NBA range deep. He's a deep three-point shooter off the dribble. And I don't think he's a point guard in the NBA, but he was a point guard in college, so he's a ball mover. Like, he knows how to pass. He's 6'5". If you're a 6'5 guy who can shoot threes off the dribble and move the ball, you can play in the NBA.
Right.
And so I see him as a rotation player in the NBA, not a starter, but a rotation player. I've got him firmly in my first round. The two guys.
And where is he in most mocks?
I've seen him in the 40s lately.
Okay.
And I've got him, you know.
Fairly available, likely, for the Grizzlies.
Yeah. And the two guys that I have much lower. One is, they're sort of similar players. They're both freshman wings who I think people are projecting forward, and I'm not as sold on the projections. One is Zaire Smith from Texas Tech, who sort of came out of nowhere and is supposed to be this like lockdown defender, wing guy, super athletic. He only measured 6'4". He hasn't proven anything as a shooter. He shot okay percentage-wise, but he barely took any. So he's not a three-point shooter. He's only 6'4". He's not a ball handler. There's only so many Tony Allens in the world, so I'm not sold. I'm not excited about a 6'4 guy with no offensive ability, no matter how athletic you are. So I have him like 10, 15 spots lower than a lot of these mocks. The other guy I don't have on my list at all is Troy Brown from Oregon, who's in the lottery in some of these mock drafts. I watched him play three times, and I couldn't see anything there. Like, he's 6'7", and he's a freshman, and he can handle the ball a little bit, but he didn't look athletic. He couldn't shoot. He just disappeared right. in every game I watched. And so those are the four guys I'm most different on.
How about Anthony Simon?
I didn't have him in my top 30, although there's a certain point later. I divided him into tiers. So I have one tier that say, at this point, I don't really believe in anyone anymore, so I'm willing to just roll the dice on the unknown.
Right.
But he's not the guy I put on that tier. There's this European guard who's Eliacobo, who sort of come out of nowhere. And then there's the center man of mystery, Mitchell Robinson, who was supposed to play at Western Kentucky. Right. Those are my two guys where at some point towards the end of the top 30, I'm like, I don't really trust anybody anymore, so I would just take a shot on these
guys. Okay, and is your top, is this a Grizzly, this is your board for an abstract
for
a Grizzlies team?
Yeah, I explained that in the preamble. This is not a Grizzlies specific in the rankings, but I make notes within it when there are things that I might alter the flow.
Okay. And give us your top five.
My top five is DeAndre Ayton 1 in a tier by himself. And I have a three-person tier two of Luka Doncic. I have Jaren Jackson 3, Marvin Bagley 4. That's a place where I might flop it for Grizzly-specific reasons. And I would have had Michael Porter 5 now that the health is starting to look like maybe it's okay. I'm willing to put him up at 5, but I don't have him. And I have him in my third tier, not my second tier.
One of the things that actually struck me listening to the interview last night when I listened to it was he's talking all about culture. Don't need the most talented player, needs someone who fits, who's willing to sacrifice, make his teammates better, all of this stuff. And I just kept thinking of Michael Porter Jr. because in addition to the back, there's all kinds of questions.
That's one of the points I make.
If you're being honest, that really is suddenly what matters, and historically, let's be honest, has not really been what matters. And
right.
They go for athletes. Like Wade Baldwin was not character. He was my gosh, he's going to be a big, strong, point guard. If that's what matters, they're not drafting Michael Porter Jr.
That I tried to keep my player comments to 100 words or less in this so it wouldn't be, too long. But I that's basically what I said, is that the questions for him start with the back, but they don't end with the back. And so when you basically did not play your college season, he showed up for 2 games late when he wasn't healthy. When you basically didn't play your college season, it's hard. You haven't played real games post-high school. It's hard to get a feel for defense. It's hard to get a feel for your general feel for the game as interacting with other players. And it's hard to get a feel for what kind of teammate you are. It's almost like a preps to pros guy where you're looking at just the physical tool skill set. And there's all these other mysteries about how you actually function as a basketball player beyond just the health issues.
Because he's also hired a new assistant.
Yeah, Vitaly Potapenko. Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so.
Potapenko? I don't know.
Maybe.
I remember when he was drafted, because they drafted him and Zydrunas Ilgauskas in the same draft. Cleveland doubled up on the European big men. I remember being at my college draft party, I think, when that happened. And so, I don't know, he had another big dude on the coaching staff.
He's supposedly in charge of development when Cleveland. And if he can do for the Grizzlies what he did for LeBron. I like the progress. I think this is real progress.
Yeah. We have Dylan Brooks as the next LeBron. I mean, here we go. Right?
People do tend to like the staff he's putting together.
Who knows? But from the outside, it looks pretty impressive. It does.
Yeah. All right. This stuff will go up later. You can look at Chris's draft board. We may scrutinize it and talk about it in greater depth tomorrow. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
That is Chris Harrington. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up. Lessons from Snoop. Start with the basics. Everyone thinks it's all about the car and the clothes. But start with the skin. Start with the hair. And make sure down there is working. So what we gonna do right here? We gonna get dressed, look fresh. I never promised anything, but here's one thing I'm gonna promise. From me to you, go to forhims.com and get your game together so you can look good, feel good, and perform well in the bedroom. Go to forhims.com, the wellness brand for men. They got a one-stop shop for your hair, your skin, and even for your hello. It's $5. $5 to try it out, man. And it comes right to your crib. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Go to forhims.com/love. forhims.com/love. forhims/love. Go.
Hey guys, when you're built like a power forward or a power lifter, finding clothes that fit can be a real pain. That's why DXL is a real game changer. DXL is built with a huge selection of clothes, starting at size XL, from Lacoste, Levi's, Brooks Brothers, and more. So stop into one of our 200-plus DXL stores or visit DestinationXL.com to find clothes that look great and fit even better. Built to fit. Built XL. DXL.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. AT&T doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. AT&T, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. AT&T, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet on our gig speed network for $49.95 per month when you get two voice mobility lines.
Offering 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Memphis weather can be unpredictable, from extreme cold to severe storms to tornadic winds, so perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. My name is Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers from damage due to unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company and get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if it's legit, and I'm telling you, it's legit. You can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs, and you can call him at 901-870-0186. That's 870-0186. Danny's company is the best in the Mid-South, evidence being that it has won the Memphis Most Award in the category of best roofing contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable, and now they're waiting for your call, so call them. 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. That's Danny Morrison Roofing. On the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
At Kroger.com, you'll find digital coupons and weekly sales, plus lots of great suggestions, all in one place and personalized for you. Sign in to Kroger.com today.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Good enough, you're not completely sure that girl is real.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show.
So you.
I'm not sure it's time for this, Jeffrey, but I am starting to look forward to get a little antsy for it. The Buffalo Bills right now, they're having OTAs.
Yep.
And
28 teams started
Josh
OTAs.
Josh Allen is throwing the football around.
Mm-hmm.
He's and LeSean McCoy says he likes the kid. And so whenever we have excuse to do this, we will. Let's have a little bit of an NFL report.
Yeah, Jeff, as we mentioned, OTAs, 28 teams began OTAs. So let's get into a little bit of the NFL news. Obviously, a big story coming out of Patriot Land, and since you and I enjoy any story that comes out of Patriot Land, one of the interesting ones was a report late last week that the Patriots were trying to trade Rob Gronkowski. Two of the possible teams rumored, one was the Titans, the other was the 49ers. Well, no one's really been able to confirm that. Our Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk did confirm that the Patriots, as up to 3 days before the NFL draft, were attempting to trade Rob Gronkowski. The thought was that they were going to try and trade up and draft Baker Mayfield.
Interesting. If you're the Pats, by the way, I saw the stat today.
Yeah.
The Pats are going for their ninth straight season of 12 wins or more.
It's insane to think about.
Which is staggering. You don't even have an 11-win season in there. You don't have a 10-win season. I mean, it's not like just playoffs. It's 12 wins or more for nine straight seasons. Now, it helps that the AFC East is just...
Yeah, but they still go to Miami and lose every year once.
Been terrible. That does help them, but...
And they play first-place schedule.
I'll be honest. Gronk is obviously, when he's healthy, he's an unbelievable weapon.
I think he's I think you can
but
make
it. He's so often not healthy that I don't think, and honestly, they've won Super Bowls with him and without him. I don't think if you could get something for Gronk that I don't actually think it's a disaster. Like my Bills fans friends are all, yeah, Gronk will be gone, blah, blah. I hate to say it. I don't think losing Gronk derails them.
I don't. I do think, though, that he is perhaps the most unguardable position player in all the
NFL.
Not
if he's not on the sidelines.
That's fair. But, I mean, when he's on the field, you can't do anything with him. What do you cover him with? You can't cover him with...
Why is he so unique?
Because
like,
he's...
Who isn't...
He's so big and he's so fast. He's
fast. Isn't there big, fast people besides Gronk?
Not that have great hands. I mean, Vernon Davis was that kind of freak, but Vernon Davis couldn't catch the ball like he can.
I think trading Gronk is not a bad idea. Of course, it all goes to what you think of. Like, are they building it all for post Brady? Are they just going to try to stack his, you know, two more Super Bowls while Brady is still healthy?
Right. And Bill Belichick's MO has always been get rid of an asset.
Guys, get rid of him and honestly, he's already not valued. If the Belichick plan is to get rid of value assets at their peak,
yes.
That has already passed. This is not Richard Seymour, right?
I agree.
They got rid of this is you already get something substantially diminished for Gronk. Where would he best? Where if on what team would he best? Not just fit, but fit for a team that might win the Super Bowl with Gronk.
Houston.
Houston would be good. If you believe in Deshaun Watson in year two, I don't know that I believe that he's ready to win a Super Bowl in year two. How about Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, any asset to help.
You can't imagine him going to Green Bay, but, no, like, but just yeah.
I mean, New Orleans always makes sense, but it's not like they're struggling to put the ball in the end zone. I mean, everyone points to the fit in San Francisco. I'm not as bullish on San Francisco as a lot of people are.
Okay, what else?
All right, the other big story of the day yesterday. Andrew Luck was throwing footballs.
Little ones.
They were not regulation size.
Little
he was
footballs.
Yesterday throwing a high school-sized football. It's not like throwing a junior football, but it is not also throwing a college football. However, he is scheduled today to throw a college football.
That's progress, right?
That is progress.
I feel bad for... First of all, the Civil War Andrew Luck thing is one of the funniest things
on Twitter.
What's it called on Twitter?
Captain Andrew Luck, I think.
Oh my gosh.
It's just fantastic. Dearest mother.
Dearest mother. And he's writing basically dispatches as if he is a Civil War general with his beard.
Well,
he was like, I fired the firearm, my trusty firearm yesterday for the first time and like that. It's just fantastic.
For those that don't get the joke, so there was a picture that arose of a former Civil War, I believe it was a captain, and it looks exactly like Andrew Luck.
Right.
And so then people started running
fantastic.
With it. Twitter
but he has had a rough career.
Yes. I mean,
goes to a team that doesn't have anything around him. He gets injured.
Shout out to Ryan Grigson.
I mean, it reminds me, honestly, of Burt Jones, a Burt Jones-like career. Burt Jones was going to be an unbelievable quarterback out of LSU, and at his best, and maybe this dates me, at his best was an unbelievable quarterback. But I think he got hurt. He didn't have a team around him. He never was what he was supposed to be. I'm starting to think it's look like Andrew Luck will never be what he was supposed to be.
I think it's a less successful version of what the Packers do with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't think the Packers do any favors to
Aaron
Rodgers.
But at least he's got his Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers, doesn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly.
Yes.
That's
he's got
difference.
His Super Bowl. And not only that, he's got a Super Bowl, and he is considered one of the all-time greats already, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers is like Dan Marino with one Super Bowl win.
Yes. Yes. To me... If you look at part of the reason why the Patriots are so great, they realize we have Tom Brady. What is mission number one? Protect Tom Brady. Like, he's always had a very good offensive line in front of him. They've always been able to protect him. You look at guys like, honestly, Rodgers. They never protect him, but even to a lesser degree, like the Giants with Eli Manning. The Giants, even Sean O'Hare admitted it this week on NFL Network that they've wasted basically 5 to 7 years of Eli Manning because they just couldn't simply protect him.
All right, here's another one.
All right.
Taylor Lewan holding out for the Titans. Does that bother you if you are a Titans fan?
If I'm a Titans fan, yeah, it bothers me. But if I'm Taylor.
It doesn't bother me particularly. They'll get it done. He doesn't need to be in camp and learning to play.
I think OTAs are...
I mean, Kevin Dodd skipped voluntary stuff, yeah. And that would bother me more because he's been
young.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And Taylor's a good player. They'll get it figured out. He'll play. I mean, they'll sign him and he'll play.
Yes. I think that seems to be fair. All right. Then the other big story, it's a football-related story, but it's not specifically about the NFL. Greg Hardy, of course, former Ole Miss Rebel, former Briarcrest Christian Saint. He won his UFC bout last night, so that means that he does indeed win a contract to become a UFC fighter. Jeff, what are your thoughts?
You know, I have a hard time having sympathy for Greg Hardy. Did you ever cover him?
No, I played against him.
You played against Greg Hardy? Yeah. Did you ever line up on the field against Greg Hardy?
No, I did not. he was on defense once.
That's sort of staggering to think that you would be on the field with Greg Hardy.
Yeah. Very, very funny thing to look at.
You know, it goes to where the NFL is. That, I mean, and this is nothing to do with the NFL, but he was arrested and charged with beating up his girlfriend.
And convicted.
Convicted, too, but then it was appealed,
correct.
And then she was bought off, basically,
correct.
Right? He threw her against a futon, strangled her, threw her to the floor, in the bathtub, I think, as well, and then she threw him on a couch that was covered in assault weapons.
Uh-huh.
And he was convicted of this.
Yes.
And then, according to the appeal process, there's the appeal and whatever, and he got off.
Yes.
Okay. He immediately goes, without much in the way of repercussions, goes and plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Colin Kaepernick kneels during the national anthem, never plays again.
Yep.
What is taken seriously, and what is not taken seriously?
How good you are.
Well, that's true, too. That is true, too. If Greg Hardy had kneeled, would he have played? I think that's probably true. You make a point there. I think it's not just the offense. I don't think it's just that the anthem is taken more seriously than domestic abuse, although I think that's true. I think it's also how good you are. It's a sliding scale of how good you are.
Yes.
Greg Hardy was, at his best, was awesome player.
You couldn't block it.
Surprise you that he, like, a lot of people have tried to make transitions into MMA or whatever else.
Right.
I covered Alonzo. When I was in Miami, I covered Alonzo Highsmith's boxing career, his first boxing match. So a lot of people have tried to do this. He seems to be, I don't know. I mean, I can't judge how big.
I mean, he was fighting another former athlete. Like, I want to see how he does when he goes
against
a
real MMA athlete.
Yeah, I'm still withholding judgment. But, I mean, he has all the makings to be a great fighter. He's super long. He's a freak athlete. I mean, it's not, for me, it's not difficult to conceive that he would be good at this.
Okay.
And then another interesting story I thought yesterday, Jeff. Well, the Raiders traded for Christian Hackenberg, who, of course, is my captain of the looks like a quarterback until the ball is snapped team. And then, unfortunately, the ball snapped and he doesn't look like a quarterback anymore. They traded for him 3 weeks ago, and now they have officially cut him. So it appears that the Christian Hackenberg era in the NFL is now officially done.
It doesn't so much bother me that I'll tell you what bothers me about it.
All right.
Is that people knew Christian Hackenberg couldn't throw the football when he was coming out of college.
Yes.
And so what bothers me is drafting, particularly at that position. If you draft other positions based on physical attributes, we've seen before it often doesn't work out. The quintessential example was Mike Mamula, who blew up at the Combine once upon a time and never turned out to be anything as a defensive end, right?
Yes.
But the one place where, and this is gets back to Josh Allen, where I struggle with it, is the one place where you just don't draft on physical attributes is quarterback.
Yes.
Like, because so little of it has to do with physical attributes. Almost all of it has to do with your ability to process information and your ability to throw accurately to the right guy at the right time. That's what the job is.
Yes.
And so the fact that someone is big and strong with big hands and whatever else, which is what Christian Hackenberg was, is meaningless. I don't mind the Jets rolling the dice on quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, on Bryce Petty, on Christian Hackenberg.
Geno Smith.
Now Sam Darnold.
That
fits my Just keep doing it until you get one. But don't pick the guy who can't play quarterback.
Right.
That's like the Bills when they drafted E.J. Manuel.
Uh-huh.
E.J. Manuel, same thing. Big, strong, looks like
a quarterback.
Can't play quarterback. Jake Locker, big when the Titans took him. Big,
God,
strong, looks like a quarterback. Can't play quarterback. It is absolutely the one position where your physical attributes just shouldn't matter that much. And so, whatever. If the Raiders wanted, they want a condition. What did they give up? A conditional six, I think.
Yeah,
for him, right. And so, you know, for the Raiders, it's going to come down to Derek Carr. It's not going to come down to anything else. Derek Carr, can he be good? Can he be good again? Can he rebound and can he stay healthy?
I think that's fair. All right, one more story from you. Speaking of quarterbacks with physical attributes and plenty of them, well, Lamar Jackson has been impressing at least the Ravens, and now they are working on offensive sets where Lamar Jackson and Joe Flacco will be on the field at the same time.
And people are calling him, like other players are like, holy smokes. Look at him. When he's running with the ball, he's like Michael Vick. He's like electric. It cuts both ways, that story.
Yes.
On the one hand, it's, boy, all you people who didn't think he'd be a good NFL player are silly. He's going to be a difference maker and an electric player in the NFL.
Yes.
But it also suggests all you people who said he can't play quarterback in the NFL might be right, because all you hear is that he's have problems with accuracy and everything else. Now, maybe he will evolve. He'll be a gimmick player for a year or two, and then as Flacco is phased out, they'll just hand the ball, and it'll be a different kind of offense, and he will be dynamic in that kind of offense. Like, not unlike Michael Vick was when he first came into the league.
Or like a new age Cordell Stewart.
Like a new age, like a much better, more explosive Tyrod Taylor.
Yes.
And people continued. I can see that. Like, is this an indictment of Lamar Jackson, or is it an endorsement of Lamar Jackson that he is setting the world on fire at positions other than quarterback for Baltimore?
I think it's an endorsement.
You think it's an endorsement?
Yes. I think that shows you just, like, it's not that he was just an athlete playing quarterback. He is an elite athlete playing quarterback.
But he's already, people said he's not a receiver. Like, remember how angry Steve White got when people would talk about him being something other than a quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, he's being something other than a quarterback.
Yeah. I still don't think it's a negative.
Critics, the Polians, are right. He's not a quarterback.
I still think the jury's out. I always said he was the third quarterback for me in that draft.
I think he's so electric. You just play different. Honestly, Cam Newton isn't a quintessential quarterback either. He's bigger and stronger, different kind of player, but he's a very effective quarterback, and he's not Tom Brady. You don't have to play like Tom Brady.
No, but he does sit in the pocket more than...
Yes, more than Lamar does. All right. Anyway, always fun to talk about the NFL. We got to take a break. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kathy. I've tried every diet out there, but results were only temporary. And guess what? The weight always came back. And then I met Dr. Keith at Collierville Weight Loss. I've not only lost weight, I feel like I've transformed 37 pounds lighter, and honestly, I look younger. So call Dr. Keith and jump into the healthy pool, like one of my friends who was kind of reluctant, but saw how successful Dr. Keith Amadeo's weight loss plan has worked for me. Now she is doing it too, and in less than 2 months, she has lost 32 pounds. We just say, thanks, Dr. Keith. We are now living the dream. Look, I'm not a celebrity or someone who's super well-known around town. I'm just Kathy. So remember, mention ESPN Radio for your no-charge consultation. Call Dr. Keith today at Collierville Weight Loss at 221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Real people, real weight loss, real deal.
How many times a day can you fuel up and go with better for you options at CVS Pharmacy? Let's find out. It's 8 a.m. and you're leaving the gym. You head to CVS to refuel and boom, 99-cent vitamin water. That afternoon, the slump hits. Vending machine? Nope. CVS, where boom, Velveeta bars, 2 for $6. Finally, it's 5 p.m., so you hit CVS before the commute and boom, Pure Leaf Tea, 2 for $3. Stop by CVS Pharmacy and fuel up and go on smarter snacking and beverage options. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weekly ad for details.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now?
Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Dave and I own and operate our own automotive repair shop. We absolutely feel like USAA treats their customers the same way we treat ours.
I served active duty in the Marine Corps. Serving the country is one of my biggest honors, and serving my community as a local mechanic is very important to me. To know that USAA holds the same values that I try to give to my customers, it is just a very amazing experience.
We have auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance policies, checking accounts, savings accounts. USAA has our back. I firmly believe that.
We are the Cochran family, and we will be USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
What's going on? It's John Martin. The weather's getting warmer. Summertime is here. You're probably going to be poolside all day, and you're going to be wearing a short sleeve shirt or a tank top at night. Why not go get a new tattoo from Trilogy Tattoo? They are the absolute best in Memphis. I know this from experience. They are the best artists in the entire city. And of course, they do body piercing, and they've got the best selection of body jewelry in the entire Mid-South. They're located at 530 South Highland, or you can give them a call at 901-327-0404. They're on the web at trilogymemphis.com.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track. Uh-oh. But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Get a low rate regardless of your driving history. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy.
Dad doesn't need another tie for Father's Day. Get him a great hat from Mr. Hats to cover up that balding head. After all, you're the reason he lost it. 113 South Highland in the Poplar Plaza Shopping Center on MrHats.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Waiting on a good day. Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen.
All right, y'all know that I go to Cooper Systems when I'm in trouble. I mean, computer trouble. When my computer goes kaflooey, when I'm lost, when it's frozen, when I'm bedeviled by viruses. When anything goes wrong, that's where I go. I go to Cooper Systems, and they straighten me up. What you may not know is that they've got all kinds of things they can do with wireless. I'm not saying it's as bad as not having air conditioning, but not having appropriate wireless in your house is absolutely frustrating as can be. And Cooper Systems has a wide range of wireless technology solutions designed to meet the growing needs of multi-device families. That means you, your wife, your kids, etc. When streaming is important, and when isn't it, and high bandwidth is mandatory, as it always is. Cooper Systems can increase your wireless coverage area. It can increase your wireless signal. It can give you faster wireless connections. It can connect multiple wireless devices, phones, laptops, tablets, PlayStation, Xbox, all of that, and everyone will be happy. And in this summer, when everybody's home, why wouldn't you want everybody to be happy? Cooper Systems for, in addition to everything else, your wireless needs. Let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
Hey, we won! The U.S., yeah. I mean, yeah, the U.S. won. We won the right to host the World Cup. We're not in the World Cup because
Qualify.
Didn't work out.
Yeah.
This time.
Mm-hmm.
But 2026, we just smashed Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a rout
against
Morocco. Mm-hmm. Now, it was the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will be hosting the World Cup together.
We can leave the other two.
2026. That poses some problems.
Mm-hmm.
Given the wall.
Yeah.
And given that we hate Canada now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe we got 8 years to work this thing out.
Yeah.
80 of the matches are supposed to be in the United States, 10 in Canada, and 10 in Mexico. I don't see any reason we just can't grab those other 20 and just grab them, just take them.
I don't see the flaw in the argument.
No, exactly right. This international cooperation stuff is wildly overrated, and it should just be the U.S., right? But no, in the meantime, at the very least, 80 in the United States, some supposedly might be Nashville is in the running.
Correct. The cities,
I will tell you, I will be rooting against that.
You and me both, buddy. You and me both. New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Baltimore, D.C., Cincinnati, Nashville, Houston, Atlanta. Right? Orlando, Miami, Houston, Dallas, Kansas City, Denver, L.A., the Bay Area, Seattle, and then the...
These are possibles.
Correct.
They're going to winnow them down from here on
correct.
Out.
And then the...
And probably some like rinky-dinky places like Mexico City and Toronto.
Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterey are the three choices in Mexico. Toronto, Montreal, Edmonton.
Let me just say this. You may or may not think much of Edmonton, but it beats the heck out of Russia, which is where they are now.
Yep.
And Qatar.
Yep.
Which is the insanity as to where they will be next. So USA. What's next?
Here's the bite of the day.
Well, Jeff, our good friend on the program, Mike Francesa, well, he's back on the airwaves. Mm. And yesterday, he thinks that he invented something great. Let's take a listen.
And this is where, if the states are smart, they will take people who really understand this, okay, and let them create games that would attract people. And there are games. If I created a game for you that plays into your football or basketball or baseball expertise, and you could, for a $20 or $50 in total, have a chance to win big money based on how you play it, that will be an exciting play for you, okay? That will be a very exciting play for the average guy. And I think you can create something where the payoffs are not a dollar in a dream like the lottery, where the odds are you got a better chance of getting hit by lightning, but that if you have a skill, there will be a game. I could create 10 games in 15 minutes if they gave me 15 minutes to do it. And those games, if created properly, will be very enticing to the public. And what's good about them is the bookmakers don't have the same games. They don't.
So what you're saying is he stumbled upon the idea of daily fantasy sports?
Yeah, he invented DraftKings in 2018.
Just now?
Yes. So shout out to Francesa.
That is a path-breaking idea.
Unbelievable
stuff. Mike Francesa.
What's coming up next?
All right, Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. As they mentioned, they will have Wendy Thomas on the program today. It is Wednesday, so Eric Hasseltine will be in studio today. Kevin Pelton will join him as well. Jeff, at 5 o'clock on GP, as well as
Still no Kardashian appearing on the 92.9 as of yet.
Waiting to get the thing on the ticker. We do have a guy named, do you know this name? Adrian Wojnarowski?
Yeah, he's practically a Kardashian.
Okay. He's going to be on the GP show.
Of the NBA.
Yeah.
Adrian Wojnarowski. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Please rejoin us tomorrow. But for now, work here is done.
Memphis is number one sports place. The Radio.com app is the official new home of 92.9 FM ESPN. Download it today to listen anytime, anywhere.
You don't just want easy. You want streaming your favorite movies and shows on the fastest internet easy.
How about a visually striking romantic crime movie from the 1940s?
I think I'm good. Thanks.
You want the best Wi-Fi you can pause with a tap.
Kids!
What?
Time for bed!
See? Easy. You want holy savings. I can get up to 5 lines of mobile included with my internet easy. You want Xfinity because it makes your life simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $40 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement and get Showtime, Cinemax, and Stars included for 12 months. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill paperless billing and auto pay. Monthly charge increases by $5. Offer ends 8/5/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to X1 starter double play with 100 megabits per second for new customers. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Hey, Memphis, it's time to yank the tank. This is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We've teamed up with Renai to offer some outstanding finance offers and a trade-in rebate on your old tank water heater. A new tankless water heater provides hot water on demand, it's energy efficient, and it won't bust through your ceiling. Give us a call today at 624-1401 or find us on the web at bestcaretn.com. Best Care is your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Planning a family reunion, a class reunion, a wedding, or need an incredible place for guests to stay? Courtyard by Marriott in Collierville is the place for you. They're located at Carriage Crossing Mall, which puts your guests right in the middle of some of the best shopping and dining around. New to their Collierville location this year, the Bistro, serving Starbucks, breakfast, dinner, and evening lounge. Courtyard by Marriott at Carriage Crossing in Collierville. To learn more about our group rates and to make your reservations, call today, 850-9390.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And Howie, can people really buy diamonds online?
Of course they can, but I'm here to tell you, it is really tough. Diamonds are like snowflakes, and no two diamonds are alike. Some diamonds have the same exact lab grade, but what you're going to find out when you see them is that one is going to sparkle more than the other depending on how it's cut and where the inclusions are located. Only 5 to 10% of the diamonds I see on a yearly basis make it into a Robert Irwin Jewelers store, because I want to show bigger and brighter diamonds for you. Come see what I'm talking about. 4 convenient locations, Robert Irwin Jeweler.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kathy. I've tried every diet out there, but results were only temporary. And guess what? The weight always came back. And then I met Dr. Keith at Collierville Weight Loss. I've not only lost weight, I...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.